LNS catalog number 62948.
Vocalizations from one of two Cuban crows. Second bird can be heard in the background. Time is 05:37 hours on the 18th of February 2004. Bird was perched about 15 meters up in a dead snag at a children's camp. Recorded in stereo with a Telinga Pro 5 DAT microphone, Diva 2. Overcast. Temperature 26 degrees C. As that bird vocalized, it bowed, extended the neck, head forward, punctuating the vocalizations, the bill open and the neck extended. And Ken was getting a better look than I was. Is there anything you want to say about the behavior while it was calling? You did have a better look. I had a vent view.
Yeah, well, I was videoing while it was doing it, so it would bow its head up and down while it did the call you were recording, but then when the other one was, at first they were almost synchronized, while they were separated in their duet, and then it almost seemed like this one was trying to beat the other one to the punch, and every time it called, this one, by the end, it was sort of on top of each other, so it was interesting just to hear the interplay between the two.
Both members of this pair of Cuban crows are eating palm fruits. Those vocalizations may well have been pre-roosting vocalizations. It appears the birds have gone across the stream and have gone to sleep for the evening. Clouds rolling in, we're losing our sunlight. This is what used to be a children's camp, so it's a fairly open area with lots of cultivated palm, surrounded by forest. The name of the location is Cayoguam, C-A-Y-O space G-U-A-M, east of Moa, north of Toa.
Your barracuda.